When I ask you this Christmas, are you going to tell anyone about Jesus? Are you going to share his love, the reason for the season, with someone who doesn't yet know him? And if not, why not? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. How many Christmases do you have left on this earth? Now, if you truly believe in Jesus, that's not such a scary question because your eternity is assured. So let me change tack. Who's the person you love the most who doesn't yet know Jesus? How many Christmases do they have left on this earth? That's more to the point. Back in the 17th century, a man by the name of John Owen said this: Satan's greatest success is in making people think they have plenty of time before they die to consider their eternal welfare. Here's Jesus on that very same subject, Luke chapter 12, verses 16 to 21. And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I'll tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I'll store all my grain and my goods, and I'll say to my soul, "Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry." But God said to him, "You fool. This night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God." If you truly love that person who doesn't yet know Jesus, then don't leave it until it's too late, because their eternity is what's at stake here. That's God's word fresh for you today. It's amazing how God speaks his power into our lives just when we need it. There's power in his word, amen? Which is why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.